my queens. You are the beautiful. Nurturer of great generation.
Hi, I am Empress Sharon Eam, bringing the truth of our stolen history. The mothership has landed. She is your modern-day Noah's Ark, bringing knowledge and understanding of your lost past. Get ready for enlightenment with Eyes Can See.
Mother of the universe,
you are the beautiful.
You're not what
queen.
They say.
You are the beautiful.
You're not a female doll.
Hi, everyone. I am Empress Eam Sharon, mother to Israel. This is the spiritual assignment that Daddy God has given me. And the reason I call him Daddy God is because I have relationship with him. And I have learned in my quiet time with him that he is a father to me. So I want to give you a message that he has given me for true Israel. True Israel are the Africans of the diaspora. So I would like to tell everyone about who they are and whose they are. So today's scripture I'm going to talk about is Romans 11, actually 13, let's see, through, I'm going to say 13 through, let's just say 36. I want to read to you guys and then break it down for you what this scripture means about the church versus true Israel. Now, Africans of the diaspora, we were brought into this country. And as sure as we were stolen and brought here, then it is because it was because of a punishment. Our ancestors failed because we did what Daddy God told us not to do. So for that, we had to be punished. So I want to read and break this word down because the church got it confused. First of all, it is taught to us that we are Gentiles. So far from the truth. It is taught to us that we are Negroes under Ham, who is Canaan. Not true. We are Shem, who inherited Canaan. The 12 tribes inherited Canaan, which is modern day Israel. When we fail, we left a vacancy in the land. All our wealth and everything was stolen, just like our identity was stolen. So with that, in Psalms 83, it will tell you that all the inhabitants that lived around us in the land got together to erase our name from the land. So that is an introduction as to how we got to be, how we are. This is only a punishment. Research and look this information up for yourselves. That Genesis 15, 13 through 14, and Acts 7, 6 through 7 will tell you who we are. It will tell you that we are under a 400-year punishment, not 430 years, as it was in the Egyptian captivity, but this is 400 years. Well, you can find God's children who are in captivity in this present day time. Okay, so let's get into this word. Let's break this word apart of the church versus true Israel. Okay, so in verse 13. We're going to start with 13. It says, "For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I provoke to immolation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them, which are the Israelites. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall be the receiving of them but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. You better know that we are the first fruit. We are true Israel. We only are in a fallen position for such a time as this, under this 400-year punishment. Okay, so it says, so if the first fruit be holy and the lump is also holy, and if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partaketh of the root and the fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou beareth not the root, but the root thee. So how can you say, church, that God has cast away Israel? Where did that come from? Who gave you the right to say that? Because this is not saying God cast away Israel and that we can't be grafted back in. We the original. So let's read this word. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. It says, okay, boast not against the branches, but if thy boast, thou beareth not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Very true. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. Thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. See, you all are standing by faith. But we were in unbelief. We kept doing what Daddy God told us not to do. So we had to suffer punishment. But just know, like he said, he's going to graft us back in. For if God spared not the natural branches, you see, he put us in punishment under 400 years. So if he didn't spare us, just know, he won't spare you. Take heed, lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fail, severity. So we going through the 400-year punishment of Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 68, which is the severity. But toward you, Gentile church, goodness, that's what you're experiencing. You're experiencing the goodness of this thing. If thou continue in his goodness, otherwise, thou also shall be cut off. So if you don't continue in his goodness, he gonna cast you away too. That's what the word said. And they also, if they abideth not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. And just know, he says that he is going to save Israel, that all of Israel will be saved. So just know, we getting back in. Okay? For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree. So he gonna graft us back in, y'all. For I would not, brethren, that ye shall be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Israel, Africans of the diaspora, we are blinded. We have a spiritual eye. Just know that this eye will be enlightened. And when this is enlightened, we will wake up and know what has happened to us, why it has happened to us, who we are as a people, who they are. And the world will also know these very same things. So the fullness of the Gentiles come in. You know what? This is all based on 400 years of punishment. Genesis 15, 13 through 14, and Acts 7, 6 through 7, y'all. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, which I shall take away their sins. You hear that? He has a covenant with us that he's going to take away our sins, y'all. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies. For your sake, Gentiles, we enemies. For your sake. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. That God said, he will show the world that he still loves us. For the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. Because we fail, the Gentiles was given a way in to have salvation and be a part of God's kingdom. So even so, have these also now have not believed that through your mercy they shall obtain mercy. But God have concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. That even in our unbelief, he gonna have mercy on us. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. See, he chose us out of all the families of the earth. Daddy God put his name on us, the children that are in captivity. So he says, he made a promise to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he was going to bring that remnant through. We are that remnant that's going to come through. The ones of us who believe God's word. But who hath known the mind of God? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him? And it shall be recompensed unto him again. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever and amen. So just know, the church versus true Israel. The church, I hear, is saying God cast away Israel, that the church has taken Israel's inheritance. Where y'all get that garbage from? That is satanic. Whoever is putting this word out like that, that is satanic. God has not replaced Israel with the church. He only allowed the church to come in and to share in Israel's inheritance. Oh, we coming up out of what we are in. This punishment of 400 years. So let me tell you like this. Donald Trump, the president of the United States, has signed a bill, H.R. 1242, commemorating 400 years of African-American accomplishment here in America. God scattered us to the four corners of the earth. Wherever he scattered us, he's calling us back. So just know, church, Israel is first. Let me read also to you. Let me read to you where I get this from. We're going to go to Revelations 12. I'm going to tell you this story of the scripture of Revelations 12. So, church, be not high-minded. Stop saying that God has replaced Israel. No, he has not. That is a lie. And you will go down for that lie. You will go to the pits of hell for that lie. But let's read Revelations 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. And upon her head was a crown of 12 stars. Want to know who this woman is that the church keeps calling the church? That woman is Israel. Look over my shoulder. You see that picture I have on the wall? That is a woman who is the mother to Israel, that is on the continent of Africa with the Middle East added back in, because that is also a part of Africa. Now, you may not see all the details of this picture, but on her breast, there's a baby. And then there's hands holding them both up like this. It's holding up the woman and the baby. Who is Israel? Let's read about who this child is and who she is and what this is all about. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, but to devour the child, her child, as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Okay? So, here comes a dragon to make war with the children. That's what's going on right now. We're in captivity. The true children of God is in captivity. The dragon is making war with the remnant of her seed. We get shot by hands being in the air in a compliant situation. When the police stop our people, especially our men, they say, put your hands up in the air. We do that. We comply. Then they say, give me your ID. We go to get our wallet, pow, pow, they shoot you. Then they say they was afraid for their lives. Look at Satan, that lying devil. You afraid of your life because of what you did to my ancestors back in slavery? You think that we're going to rise up as a people and do harm to you, what your ancestors did to us? This is not that. But I can tell you that we are not our ancestors, and we are not under that 400-year punishment anymore. It's ended on Passover. Woo-hoo! This thing is ending on Passover. Because that's when Daddy God's children came out of captivity. So just know that Satan is making war with the remnant of Daddy God's children, Israel. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angel fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. So Satan and a third of the angels that agreed with Satan, when Satan was haughty against God and puffed himself up against God, saying that he was God himself, that he was going to sit in the mount, that in God's mountain, on the side of God's mountain, that he would be God. But when he fell, he did become God of this earth. But Satan thought more of himself than he ought to. So God gave him this time in the earth, and this is what we're living in, this satanic rule. Satan is God of this earth. He's Jupiter. He's Apollos, the God of this earth. But let's keep reading. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And at that 3.5 years of that 7 year rule of tribulations. Okay. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. So Satan can't come back to heaven and live there anymore. He was kicked out, him and his angels, the third to fail with him. They were kicked out. And the great dragon was cast out, and the old serpent called the devil and Satan was deceived, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. So you want to know how he's deceiving the earth right now, how Satan is deceiving the earth? Because he got the wrong people as calling as instead God's children. Them Jews over there are not us. Those Jews are not in captivity, and neither did they go into a 400-year captivity. We still in captivity, and the 400-year is going to be up this year. Our captivity started in 1619, and it ends in 2019. That's what the Word of God says. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. So Satan goes to heaven to accuse us. He accuses us day and night. Look at them people. Look at your people. They ain't this. They ain't that. Look at what they doing. They this. They that. Accusing. Just accusing. So just think about it. When we accuse our brothers and sisters, we're playing the accuser just like Satan. So I heard a loud voice in heavens. Now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives until the death. So we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, that word God put down in our heart to overcome Satan. And we love not our lives until the death. Look at how people have died all the way up to now. From the time we were bought into slavery up until us being killed, our people being killed innocently. We didn't do anything to anybody. We are a righteous generation. And let me tell you why we're righteous, why Africans of the diaspora are righteous. Because we didn't do nothing to nobody. We didn't start a war with these people. First of all, we failed because we broke God's commandment. So our punishment is between us and God. It is not between us and man. Man, Esau, through Satan, jumped in to punish us, taking our punishment out of God's hands and putting it into their hands, and they punished us. This comes down to a hard matter. Do you love your neighbor? They showed they didn't love us. They people in the world just like we are. God say, love your neighbor as yourself. Well, they surely didn't love us. They chose to treat us out of a satanic place. They did not treat us out of the love of their heart. They had no love in their heart for us. So this is Satan's kingdom. They chose to treat us with satanic motives because this is Esau's, and Esau wants the right to rule. We are righteous because we did nothing to nobody. They came to our land to get us. What did we do to anybody to be treated like this? Daddy God only said how they were going to treat us. He didn't tell them to treat us like this. And now they think that they do God a favor by treating us like this. But they're going to find out that when they touched us, they touched the apple of God's eye because we're his children. His name is on us. This is only a 400-year punishment. We weren't taught that this was for a 400-year punishment. We were taught that we are Negroes. We're from Canaan. We fail because we were cursed because we're Ham seed, and that we are Canaanites, and that we are Canaan. That we are slaves because we are Canaan. That is so far from the truth, because where in God's word do you find Canaan suffering a 400-year curse? Find that in scripture for me, and then show me how we are Negroes that came from Canaan, that are Ham seed. Show me that in scripture. But I can show you in scripture where we are Shem. Read Genesis 9, 25 through 27, and you will see God said that he will enlarge Japhet, and that Japhet will live in Shem's tents. So right now, Japhet, who is Esau, because Esau became one with Rome, who is Togomah and Ashkenaz, and everybody else that fell under Japhet, who's Noah's son, one of Noah's sons, all of them are portraying themselves as a superior people. And some of them are portraying themselves as being us. Not so. We are not Ham. We are Shem. The curses are found under Shem, under God's children. God's children are found under Shem. That is who we are. The whole Middle East is out of place. They're out of place. And everybody that's representing the Middle East right now are people who were brought into the land, or who came into the land and conquered the original people. The original people are not in the land. So you must know this, who you are. So it says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. But the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they loved not their lives until the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heaven, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the seal of the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows his time, because he knows that he hath but a short time. So he knows, Satan knows, that he has a short time. God said that this world is big. It was made for many, but the world to come is made for few. So everybody ain't coming into this next world. Only 144,000 is only going to make it in to where we're going next, because Satan, as you can hear what I'm reading to you, is making war with the remnant of Israel's seed. They're making war. So only a few are going to make it in. And to the woman, no. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. See, we're being persecuted right now today. That woman is Israel. Israel is being persecuted. And the church in different parts of the world is being persecuted as well. But the church comes under Israel, comes through Israel. The church is not first. Israel is first. The church comes through Israel. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So just know, where we're going next, Africans of the diaspora. I also want to read one more scripture to you. And that's Isaiah. Isaiah 66 and 8. Let me read to you Isaiah 66. But we're going to go more than 8. I want to start with Isaiah 5, okay? Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word, your brethren. Hold on, I did something. Okay, I didn't bring that with me. So, come on. Okay. Thus said, no, wait a minute. I said Isaiah 66 and 5. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word, your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, saying, let the Lord be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy, that and they shall be ashamed. A voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord that rendereth recompense to his enemies. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child. This is Israel that God is talking about. She delivered a man child. It's Jesus, y'all. And then it also represents the seed of this woman, Israel, her children, her offspring, her children. Who have heard such a thing? Who have seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travaileth, she brought forth her children. You hear that? Told you, just like that painting on my wall back there, that picture on my wall. Africans of the diaspora, this is our future. Passover, we're released from this 400-year curse. We rise into a nation at a moment's notice. That's what Isaiah 66 and 8 just said. And the church comes along with us. Shall I bring to birth and not cause to bring forth, says the Lord? Shall I cause to bring forth and shut up the womb, says thy God? Rejoice ye with Jerusalem and be glad with her, all ye that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all ye that mourn for her, that ye may suck and be satisfied with the breast of her consolation, that ye may milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. But thus saith the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river. God is going to give Israel, Africans of the diaspora, peace. And the glory of the Gentiles. He going to give us the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. You hear that? Africans of the diaspora. Daddy God said he going to give us the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then shall ye suck. You shall be born upon her sides and be dangled upon her knees. They're going to carry us on their hip, y'all, and dangle us on their knees, y'all. Yes. as one whom his mother comforted. They gonna comfort us, y'all. Look at what we've been through, 400 years of oppression, of atrocities, of afflictions. 400 years. Who on earth has gone through these 400 years? Who on earth had their identity ripped from them, stripped? And even the land where we come from, stripped, changed the name from Canaan to Israel. And then they call us Canaanites, changed our name, lied to us, changed our name. Call us Negroes from Canaan, that we ham seed. Who have gone through that? Why? Why was it so important to do this to us, to strip us? Okay, it was one thing to send us through punishment, but to strip us so we wouldn't know our identity? Seriously? So as one whom his mother comforted, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Hear that? So, and then it says, let me read verse 14. And when ye see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like a herb, and the hand of the Lord shall be known toward his servants, and his indignation towards his enemies. For behold, the Lord will come with fire and with his chariots like the whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by a sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. Ooh, those who touch the apple of his eye, the children, descendants of the children of Israel. Well, actually, the children of Israel, we the descendants. He said, behold, he will come with fire, with his chariots, like a whirlwind. Oh, to render his anger with fury. Y'all better know Passover. Passover is that anointed time for us to come out of this 400-year bondage that we're in, this captivity that we're in. For by fire and by a sword will the Lord plead with all flesh. Then he said he was going to take them to the valley of Jehoshaphat. Did he say that he was going to go plead for his people? Israel. Don't think he's going to plead for them Jews over there. They ain't us. They Khazars. They are Gentile Jews. Now, how is that? How can a Gentile be a Jew? But they are. You can find them in Genesis 10, 1 through 5. They come under Togoma, like I said, and Ashkenazi. Ashkenaz. So they that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens, behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouse, shall be consumed together, says the Lord. For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come, and I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. So y'all best believe we rise into a nation. We rise into a nation, y'all. We rise. Dr. Martin Luther King says, and one day we will get to the promised land. The time is coming upon us, y'all. Passover. Passover is that time. So I am the mother to Israel. God gave me this message to break this word down to y'all and let y'all know, children, descendants of the children of Israel, Africans of the diaspora, to know why you went through a punishment, to know what this is all about. And don't be ashamed of that 400 years. You better be glad we got that 400 years and we wear it. He said, wear your hair and your skin as a badge of honor, because ain't nobody got this like us. And you're going to see what he going to do with us. So just know who you are and whose you are. And look towards Passover. It is so many things going on right now. Let me also mention the Hebrew year of 5779. Not the Jewish Hebrew, not the Jewish year 5779, but the Hebrew year 5779, what that means, the year of the snake and the year of birth. I just read to you, Satan is that snake. He is the evil one that makes war with the children of Israel. And I just read to you that Isaiah 66 and 8 says, at a moment's notice, we rise up into a nation out of all this chaos that's going on in the world. We rise up as a new nation. So yes, black folks, I know you said that our ancestors were brought here and that we build America. But guess what? America's done too much. She's gone around the world policing the world, being the police of the world, and took what she wanted. She subdued the world with a sword, the gun. She went and took everything that she wanted. So you want to know what? And not just, yeah, America did that. So just know, punishment is coming to America. You don't want to be here. God has an assigned punishment. He said, the day of the Lord's vengeance is coming to the world. And America, who is the daughter of Babylon, because Rome, modern day Rome, is Babylon, the Vatican. That's Babylon. And America is her offspring. She's the daughter of Babylon. Daddy God's day of vengeance is coming. Who gonna stop it? Who big enough to stop it? Y'all think Satan got power enough to stop it? You better know. He defeated too. He's a defeated demonic foe. Daddy God says he gonna be chained. Him and his kingdom will be chained and thrown into that bottomless pit. And we will start the millennial reign, a kingdom of righteousness. Africans of the diaspora, again, you are righteous because you did not start a war with anyone. They came and got us. They took God's punishment of us out of his hands. They came and put a punishment on us, treated us with atrocities and afflictions. We are living the bread of adversity. Being black in America and everywhere we've been scattered and exiled throughout the earth. We're living the atrocities and the afflictions of the bread of adversity. And the waters of affliction mean how he sent us into them slave ships. Did he say in Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 68. Well, Deuteronomy 28 and 68 is what I wanted to give you the scripture on, where he said he was sending us back into Egypt, into ships. Well, the waters of affliction means the way we were transported. Our ancestors were transported in the belly of slave ships. That is the water of affliction. When had them Jews ever gone through the waters of affliction? The waters of affliction. When have those Jews suffered the bread of adversity for 400 years? 4 years at best. 4 years at best. It's what they suffered through a Holocaust, a man-made Holocaust, to try and fit scripture. You know what Satan get in a thing? He confuses knowledge. He don't give you, he gives you bits and pieces of the truth. And then skew it to fit and try to make it fit like scripture says. No, you're supposed to come through slavery. Y'all ain't never been slaves to no man. Y'all been indentured servants, but never a slave with the atrocities of Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 68, you never suffered those things. So you don't even fit scripture. But you a convert. And I want to know, how do a convert become an inheritor? You inherited all our stuff, and you not even us. So how is that? This is Satan's kingdom. And just know, everything that you stole from us. You got to get that back. That's what Isaiah 60 and 5 says, that the forces of the Gentiles would be laid at our feet. Y'all going to give all that back. Everything that was stolen from Shem must be given back to us. So I leave this word with you. Church versus the church versus true Israel. Church, stop saying that you have replaced Israel, because you have not replaced Israel. And another point I want to make. Those evangelical Christians, the majority are slave owners. They are the descendants of the slave owners who brought us, who stole us and brought us into this country. They sold us on the auction blocks. They don't care for us. In fact, under this present administration, they want to take us backwards 400 years. They want to take us back. They said it worked back then. It'll work again. No. Mm-mm. You didn't read scripture. Scripture says after that 400 years is up, we ain't going back. Then God said he'll never do this to us again. He's going to put in us a new heart and a new spirit. So we won't ever be stiff-necked and hard-hearted again to turn our hearts and backs towards him again. Ever. So you need to go and reread that word. So I'm speaking to this present administration. What y'all planning? It ain't for us. Might be for the people of the world, because this world is 7 billion strong. The Lord said that this world was made for many, but the world to come is made for few. So yeah, I see your plans. Your plans that the Illuminati have for the people. All these demonic plans, because we are under Satan's rule. You better know. That's for the people of the world. That's under Daddy God's day of vengeance for the world. That ain't got nothing to do with Africans of the diaspora, because we going through our 400 years. We ain't got to suffer y'all day of vengeance that God has for you all. No, that is not for us. Don't include us with that mess. We're going through ours. And just as we're going through ours, you made us a byword and a proverb. Call us niggas and all these other nasty words. When you allude to us, it's like you're saying that we're like monkeys. That's why you can do this blackface stuff. Oh, yeah, y'all having a ball. Y'all really enjoying y'all selves with how you put your foot on our necks, and you got us under bondage right now, under captivity. This is not an equal playing field. But just know, the Lord says, God's word says, you reap what you sow. That this thing is about to turn around. And when it turns around, I wouldn't want to be you. Just like he didn't spare us and took us through our 400-year punishment, we get a second chance at this. God will redeem his servant, Jacob. He's going to redeem us from this 400-year punishment. And I'm not talking about the redemption that has to do with sin and death, the power of sin and death. Because, yes, Jesus came and redeemed mankind for that. He released Adam from that curse when he did that. When he went down into hell and took the keys of the kingdom from Satan, and he nailed all that to the cross. Yep, he nailed sin, he nailed death, he nailed all those things. Then he led captivity captive and took them up out of that part of hell. And there was a guise put in the way. So those that are suffering of being in hell are not with those who are asleep in the bosom of Abraham. There's a separation in death. And Daddy God says, he have need of thee to see you, Africans of the diaspora. I know you say we built America, but guess what? When our 400 years is complete, we must go. We must go to the nation of wilderness, the wilderness of nations. It's our place of Goshen, where God will protect us from the world's day of punishment that he's given to the world. He said he's going to plead with them in the Valley of Armageddon, Valley of Jehoshaphat in Armageddon. He's going to plead with them for his children. Yeah, his children. Nappy hair and brown skin. His children. He's going to plead with us. Plead for us. With the world. And man, they're going to have to pay a price for taking that punishment out of God's hands and putting it into their own, for treating us the way that they have treated us all this time. And for denying God as their God and Jesus as Lord and Savior, are Yeshua. So that word, I want to leave with you all. Please leave your comments. I welcome all comments. If you have any questions, please leave them. I am open so that you guys may know what this is all about. This is for understanding as to who Africans of the diaspora are, why we're in the situation we are. And this thing about the church versus true Israel. So with that, I'm going to leave you all. Blessings and peace to you. And I hope you gain understanding out of these scriptures that I gave you and the understanding that I imparted when I broke open this word. So just know that we have something spectacular to look forward to, Africans of the diaspora. Our time is coming up. Passover, I look forward to Passover 2019, the Hebrew year 5779, which is 2019. So with that, I leave you. I bid you farewell and blessings. Bye for now.